بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. In the 18th juz of the Quran al-Kareem, the first surah is known as Surah Al-Mu'minun, where Allah Tabarakallah starts the surah describing what is the qualities of the believer. Almighty Allah says, indeed, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, indeed the believers have found great success. Then the qualities of the believers are mentioned. May Allah Tabarakallah give us all these qualities. Number one, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, those who perform a wonderful salah, who are devoted in their salah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ, number two, those who turn away from futile acts. إعراض means to turn away from something and to hate the act. Quran did not only mention who turns away from haram, but the sign of a believer is that he finds that there are certain things in the world which although might be permissible to a certain extent, but indeed it is futile. Its end result is zero. It gives a 5-minute enjoyment and then nothing comes after. So they develop within themselves a certain hatred towards something, i'rad. Or even if they find within their hearts a liking for it, but because they understand I only got a few years in this world, I'll rather use it in that which pleases Almighty Allah, they force themselves to turn away from this. May Allah Tabarakallah bless us. We live in a world of sports and entertainment. We live in a world where the heart is attached to so many things, attracted. But it is that believer who is able to pull his heart back and turn it away. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ, the whole world is attached to their wealth, but the believers are those who are able to take out the zakah, and they have no problem in taking it out. When somebody else has to calculate, this is not like a tax, where you're always trying to do the tax man down. And wherever you can cut corners, you cut. The people of Iman, when they give zakat, they always add. When they calculate, then they say also that they bring that there inside. Bring that there inside. And whatever the amount is, they say, just put another 500 in. That is the people of Iman, who are happy to take out their zakat. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ, and those people who make a great effort to look after their private parts, where Allah has allowed it to be used, they use it. And where Allah Tabarakallah has said, do not even think of it. فَمَنِ بَتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ, where Allah allowed it to be used on their wives, on their slave girls, Allah says, they are, no one will be taken to task. But if someone searches for any other avenue, well, Allah Tabarakallah said, then indeed he has gone beyond the bounds. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, in a world where everyone cheats the other, where everyone can make an extra cent, if I have to weigh, I will weigh in a manner, it benefits me, it harms you. But for the believer, whatever is an amanat, whatever is a trust, whatever is a promise, for them to fulfill that trust and promise is more important to them than the world and what it contains. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ, it started with salah, devotion in salah. It ended with those people who are staunch on their salah. They do not want one salah be must. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ, in these are the inheritors. What will they inherit? الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, for them is جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, in which they will remain forever and ever. To be able to get these qualities, however, every single one of them needs divine help from Almighty Allah. How does that help come? So in the next surah, which is known as Surah Al-Nur, the surah of light, and the focus of the surah is the ayat which is called Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. We will translate this ayat very briefly. We will give a slight explanation, certain indications in these verses. When an individual is searching for hidayah, for light from Almighty Allah's side, then why do you find some people are so attached to the masjid and some people have no attachment? Some people can wake up so easy for salah, some people cannot wake up. In this world, if there's electricity and it's going through the, whatever is going through those wires, then when a person puts on the light, how the light just comes on? Without any difficulty. And there's no darkness. And in that same room, if everything is there but there is no electricity, you can try pressing that light, that switch, how many times you want to. No light is going to come. Me and you, in the ending, we fell in love with what was called the outside. So we said, if I have my switch, and it's a brand new switch, and if I have a lovely globe, and how I have attached it to the roof, all of that was the outside, but that was not the light. The light was that which was coming through. If that current is not coming through, you can have the best switch in the world, but that is not going to go on. In this ayah, Allah Tabarakallah is going to make indication what is the current that this world needs. This current is called Allahu Nurus Samawati Wal Ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. That light can be understood in many ways. Mine and your moving, our finger lifting, my tongue moving. We call it ruh, spirit. When they ask what is this ruh, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ordered, say to them, it is a command from Allah. Finished. Meaning as long as that current is coming, the world is moving. Allah Tabarakallah just removes that light, and that ruh, that soul has gone. The entire body is here, but the finger cannot move. Physical life also goes away when Allah takes it. Spiritual light also goes away. And physical life comes when Allah puts it. The child is in the womb of the mother. It is still before 4 months. There's no life. And then Allah Tabarakallah just puts. When that ruh enters that child in the womb of the mother, whether it wants to or not, just starts kicking. Everything starts happening. When Allah puts life, how it comes. Similarly, when Allah puts spiritual life. But how does the spiritual life work? مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ. The example of the light of Allah is like a lamp which is in a niche. A niche means like a cut in the wall. Like how we have here for the Quran. It is a cut. This cut works in such a manner that if I put a lamp, whoever is in front of this, he will enjoy the light of the lamp fully. It is only focused towards him. If a person is on the side of it, he will not see it so much. And if a person is behind it, then you do not blame the lamp, you blame his direction. The lamp is there and it will give such a light. Such a light, Almighty Allah says, Al-Misbahu fi Zujaja, that indeed the lamp is in a glass case. Meaning between us and Almighty Allah, there are definitely barriers. Lot of barriers. But like how that lamp is in a glass. But the condition of the glass is كَأَنَّهَا كَوْكَبٌ دُرِّي. The glass is such that as though itself is a shining diamond. Meaning the barriers that Allah put between us and Him in this world. So many barriers that we cannot see Him. But they have not in any manner been a barrier from the light of Almighty Allah. That light comes to everyone. As though that glass itself is a diamond. Shining diamond. That had there been no light inside the glass itself was more than sufficient. And the lamp is such, يُوْقَدُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ زَيْتُونَةِ اللَّا شَرْقِيَّةِ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّةِ. The lamp is being fed from the oil of a most blessed tree, the olive tree, such a tree which is in such a position. La شَرْقِيَّةِ, it is not called an easterly, it is not called a westerly tree, meaning when the sun rises, there's no other barrier, there's no mountain. From the time the sun rises, the light of the sun is touching it. Till the time the sun sets, the light is touching it. Meaning a tree that's always enjoying. That tree's oil will be the most unique oil. Allah Tabarakallah says, that lamp is getting such an oil. The oil is such, يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِي. It seems that this oil itself will give out light. Even if a fire does not touch it. نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٌ, light upon light. Meaning the oil itself is light. The glass is light. The light inside is light. All you need to do is just go in front. Such a burning light that it will make you light also. When the light hit Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the poet said those who were dead, they became alive. They became the Isas of the era. Isas of the era means they gave life to the world after that. Such a light that made everything else light. But if you're not in front of that light, Allah Tabarakallah says, يَهْدِ اللَّهِ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But remember, Allah guides towards His light who He desires. One translation is who He desires. The other translation is the one who desires the light. He will get that light. Now where would he get that light? When a person enters the masjid, he reads one unique dua, Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik, that Allah, I am entering, open up your doors of mercy. Well, coming to the masjid was not just as an obligation. It was an effort that man was making, searching for that light. Allah Tabarakallah says now where he shows this light. That if you need to come in front of this, the first and the greatest place where the light is shown and shone in the world, fi buyutin adhina Allah, in those houses this light falls, those houses in which Allah has allowed, an turfa'a wa yuzkara fiha ismuhu, in which his name will be taken loudly. That adhan will be called so loud, dhikrullah will be taken, someone will be reading Quran, some bayan will be taken. In those houses where the name of Allah is said loud, in those houses you will come searching for the light of Allah. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ رِجَالِ, in those houses where you will find, when you come in the mornings, when you come in the evening, there are some men in those houses whose hearts are so attached to Allah. لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. Business which grabbed the rest of the world hasn't grabbed them. They hardly got any relationship with business. Where will you find this? You'll find it in the masjid. When you enter the masjid, you come looking for the light of Allah. And who will that be? That will be for men. What about women? We're living in a unique time that we're begging the men come to the masjid. And we're begging the women that you all stay at home. The opposite has happened. That the women are demanding, we want to come to the masjid. And the men are saying, we're so scared of the masjid, we want to read namaz at home. An entire upside down. Even in Jannah, Almighty Allah's system will be, the men will go out, they will have an open ziyarat of Almighty Allah. It will be called the market where Allah will show His beauty. In Jannah, when man will see Almighty Allah, it will increase him in beauty. It will increase his darajat. It will increase his ecstasy and enjoyment. Then man will go back. When he will come back, then the spouse will say, the wife will say to the husband, what has happened to you? Your entire nature has changed. You have become so handsome. You will say, how can it not be? When I made ziyara, I had a meeting with Almighty Allah. And then he will say, and what has happened to you? Your whole nature has changed. And she will say, Almighty Allah came and made ziyara with us. Even in Jannah it will be that for the woman, the direction of the woman, where they will find the light. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best salah of the woman is in the darkest part of her house. The further she go from everyone else, that light will shine. Allah is the one who sends it. The world is asking, we want equality between male and female. Almighty Allah is the one who sends a light. How this light works, Allah Tabarakallah thereafter gives certain examples. From that example you can understand what is the power of this light. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهِ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتِ. Allah Tabarakallah says, look at that bird, صَافَّاتِ, which has just opened its wings. The world system, whether they call it gravity or whether it's called the law of what is heavy must come down. Whatever it is, without a massive power, you can't go up. Without a massive power, we can't stay in the skies. That huge space, that jet that is moving in the skies, let that fuel just come to an end and you will see it coming flying down. How it will crash, how it will bang. Allah Tabarakallah said, you saw the bird, but what fuel does that bird have? It is such a weak object. And if you say the wings are moving so fast, it is so small that wing. But as that bird goes, you will see certain birds that will go one kilometer in the sky. And as soon as they go into the sky, what pushed the whole world down takes them up. What pushed the whole world down takes them up. In this verse there's an indication that if Almighty Allah's nur, light enters an individual, what everyone else says, I'm living in an era of fitan and trials, things are very hard, I'm being pulled to the ground, that individual using that same current, that same trial, that same tribulation, he goes higher and higher. They will tell you that the bird is searching for an air current. It's searching for a certain wind. Once it goes in the wind, it doesn't even flap. It just relaxes in the sky and it goes higher and higher and higher. They are those individuals. Man doesn't run away from fitan. When someone has said, times are very hard today, where must we run to? The answer is, you become that individual connected to Allah. And wherever you are, if a plague has to hit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, when they asked him, what's a plague? He said, for some Allah has made it as a punishment. He said, for some Allah has made it as a mercy. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a plague hits a village, a town. There is no individual who hears of a plague in his town. And then he remains in that town with sabr, with patience, knowing that nothing can afflict him except that which Allah has decreed, except that he will be a martyr. Ulama have written, this is such a narration that never said, and he dies and then he will be a martyr. Even if he survives, even if he lives through it, he will be called a living martyr. For one person it was that he lost it all, for the other person in that same fitna he flew. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah, when someone said to him, in our countries, there's not only immodesty, there's nudity. How do we control ourselves? He said, you're living in the land where the ticket of Jannah is being given out like anything. That every day you can become that Jannati. For one person, that picture of that girl takes him right to the ground. That gravity, that attraction pulled him to the ground and disgraced him. For another person, in the world of fitna, he took him higher and higher and higher. He controlled himself. That person who got lot of desires, he is like that bird. If it wants to, it just has to flap a little. And when it finds that wind's way and way, it will be taken. But it happens when this noor enters an individual. When man enters the masjid, he comes looking for this noor. This noor is such, Allah Tabarakallah gives another example. Alam tara anna Allah yuzji sahaba thumma yu'allifu baynahu thumma yaj'aluhu rukama fatara alwadka yakhruju min khilali. Do you not see Allah how he brings the clouds, how he pushes the clouds? That cloud was thin air. You looked in the sky, there was nothing. There was no white at all. And then you saw a little white. It was hardly anything. Allah Tabarakallah says how he gathers it together. Then he puts one on top of the other. Now you see the clouds have become thick. Then you see rain coming from the clouds. In this there was an indication, a lesson that man could take. If Noor of Almighty Allah falls on an individual, on a society, sometimes you will come and you will see nothing in that town. And then Allah Tabarakallah now starts bringing his mercy. One individual has come. Another individual has come, people of Iman, one after the other, one on top of the other. Later on you will see this land is thick with Iman. From this land now rains of Hidayat are moving out. Think of the Marathis that were established in the world. Once upon a time there was nothing. Think of Makkah Mukarramah when Ibrahim alayhi salam was there and he said, Allah, in this land where there's nothing. And then think when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made his conquest. Think of when Sahaba were going in the world, what rains were moving in the world. Think of your own Azadwar. Once upon a time it was just a town in the like every other town. And then one came and another. And then you had so many clouds. And then you had rain moving for the worlds. When Allah Tabarakallah's Noor comes, what and what happens? وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ جِبَالِ فِيهَا مِنْ بَرَدْ فَيُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَمَّنْ يَشَاءُ. Almighty Allah says, and then when Allah sends from those mountains now those clouds have become huge. Now it has become so huge, you could call it a mountain. From those mountains, when Allah now starts saying hail, and with that hail, he starts striking who he wants to. يَكَادُ سَنَا بَرْقِهِ يَذْهَبُ بِالْأَبْصَارِ. And then lightning comes. That lightning is such that if it hits, the eye will go. In this there's an indication, and when Allah wants to, he will create the army of Islam also. That now it will not just be clouds and thick clouds of which rain is going. Now it will become such clouds that hail is also coming. When the armies of Islam come, now when that lightning strikes, it will strike at kufr in which and which places. This is one thing which the enemies could never understand. And it is something that sometimes me and you also can't understand. When we speak of a revolution, an Islamic revolution, immediately someone says, but the West is too strong, but Russia will never allow it, China will never allow it. We don't speak like that. We say when Allah wants, then that hail also comes. It was not there at all. It was a command of Allah and everything started happening. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ Almighty Allah says, do you not see how Allah changes the day and the night? It was so dark, how it became so bright? إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ Indeed, in this there are many lessons for the people of understanding. Me and you have to search for that light. Whoever will come in front, how Allah Tabarakala said, يَهَدِ اللَّهِ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَىٰ Which we said two translations. Allah guides to His light who He wishes. And the second is, Allah guides to the light who wants that light. When we enter the masjid, we make this dua, Allahumma aftah lana abwaaba rahmatik. It is not an obligation coming to the masjid. It is searching for that light. If that light enters me, I will go in the skies like that bird. I will fly and I will enjoy. Every second will take me higher and higher to my Allah. If that light enters me, I will become those clouds. I will become that rain. I will become that hail. I will become that lightning. I will change from darkness into light. Everything will happen. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua sometimes. He would say, Allah, put this noor behind me. He would say, Allah, put it in front of me. Put it on my right. Put it on my left. Then he would say, Allah, put this noor in me. Then he would say, Allah, grant me a huge portion of noor. Huge portion of noor. Then he made dua. He said, Allah, make my bones, make my blood, make every part of my body light and light. Sometimes he would say, Allah, make me a complete embodiment of light. So much he would make this dua for noor, me and you also. Minimum is when we enter the masjid and you make this dua, Allahumma aftah lana abwaab rahmatik. Think of that niche in the wall and think of that light that is burning. And your intention when you make the dua is, Allah, allow me to come in front of that light. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.